Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. Are you ready for a snowstorm of global proportions? Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Hi, this is Nicholas Snow with a very special commercial-free episode of my podcast, remembering Gloria Greer, an iconic Coachella Valley figure, as Bruce Fessy wrote for the Desert Sun, October 31st. In that lead story, Bruce Fessier writes, Gloria Greer, who became an iconic Coachella Valley figure by covering the icons of the desert, died Friday morning at her Palm Desert home after a long battle with cancer. She was 87. For more than 50 years, Greer was a reporter, editor, talk show hostess, and publisher in multiple desert media. She started as an interviewer in Los Angeles back in the days when interviews were scripted for the questioner and the subject. She began covering Coachella Valley events for the trade publication Variety in 1961, and most recently served as society editor for Palm Springs Life magazine. The entire story by Bruce Fessier in the Desert Sun is linked from the associated text of this podcast. On November 30th, 2015, that night, a Monday night, a chilly night in Palm Springs, California, people that have known Gloria for over 50 years and people like me that have known her for only about 10 gathered for a wonderful celebration of her life. I bring to you now all of the audio from her celebration of life. Everyone who participates in the program is acknowledged. I do want to say that the one person that is not introduced during the show that I want you to know who she is the announcer. That's Joey English, a media maven here in the desert. And you're going to hear audio from KMIR News Reporting that was originally broadcast on their station. So I thank them for their use of that. There were some photo tributes in the evening, and you of course will not be able to see those photos in this podcast, but you will be able to hear the music that those photos were set to. So without interruption, the entire wonderful life celebration for the iconic and well-loved Gloria Greer, which took place on November 30th, 2015 at the Camelot Theaters in Palm Springs, California.
Philanthropist and entrepreneur Rick Supple, who will open the celebration from his seat at the rear of the theater.
Good evening. Excuse me for not standing, but I can see I'm part of the crowd that call themselves walkers. I'm happy to see and I wish you well for coming out to pay tribute to one of our great pals and friends, and I would say a symbol of our community, a well-bred symbol of our community that with so many talents, our loss will be felt forever, I know that. And I've lost a personal friend. But she is the mother of two great gals, Norma and Ann. And I think, collectively, for us to be able to give them the memories of this evening are very important. Important to all of us to remember those that have meant so much to us. And I thank you for coming. I also like to be able to thank the people that made this possible, Rosine and I, with the Camelot Theater as its backdrop, had the good fortune of Harold Master to step in and provide us with the sound and the lights. So I thank them for that. And for the working crew, that made all of this happen. And that's Kim Harding and Phil Frawley and Cinder Sanis. do great work. I've seen them do this at the film festival. But my gosh, Gloria will love it tonight. So let me begin this with a just say welcome. Let's make it a memory that we'll visit very often. And thanks for coming. And I'll turn it over to you now.
Please direct your attention to the screens for a short message from Scott Record.
Hi, Gloria. It's Scott Record. You know, I don't know how anyone could ever roast Gloria Greer. She's just so small. Be like roast sparrow. Oh, it's Gloria. Hi, Gloria. Hi. Wife size. Gloria, you look wonderful. You look like a centerpiece. Gloria, I'd like to read you your Carmen Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent, and you have the right to wear a bowl of fruit on your head for the rest of your life. Yeah.
Oh, Scott, you're so handsome.
Oh, thank you. Oh, stop that. Gloria, what are you doing? No, Gloria, what are you doing? Hey, Gloria, hey. Hey, Gloria, what do you think's going on here? Come on, Gloria. Gloria, when you see the sight of you anymore, Gloria, you're an animal. What are you doing, Gloria? I can't believe you. Oh, oh, Gloria. Oh. Gloria. Gloria. Oh, Gloria. Unbelievable. Gloria, you are something else, baby.
One of Gloria's twin daughters, Anne Greer.
Thank you. Now, that irreverent opening may surprise you, but keep in mind that Mom was always the life of the party, and she wouldn't have wanted it any other way. Some say that it's too bad that she isn't here to see this wonderful event in her honor. But as you know, my mom went to almost every event in this town, and I choose to believe that she's up there looking down on all of us and having a good time. Hope you're enjoying it, Mom! I want to thank all of you for coming out tonight. And I want to echo and thank Rick and Rosine for the use of the beautiful Camelot Theater, and to thank Richard and Event Management, and to thank also Harold Matzner for all he did to make tonight worthy of my mom. So, Mom wasn't your typical mom. She was a lot of fun. And she didn't bake cookies, she didn't sew clothes, she was like a sister or a best friend to Norma and me. She was always up and positive. She'd start at 7 in the morning and go to bed at 1 or 2 in the morning. She woke up happy with that smile on her face all the time. She was never grumpy or depressed. And she was interested in absolutely everything and everyone. And she only saw the good in life. She was a great traveler, not at all high maintenance, and she had a great sense of humor. One of the very first trips we took as little kids was with one of our best friends and her mother, and we drove down to Tijuana for a few hours. And my friend's mom was driving, and she was going through every yellow light that as it was turning red. Now, mother doesn't like that, and she gets very nervous, and she says, you know, you're going to get a ticket. Well, she kept going through the yellow lights, and so finally, we heard a little noise. And it got louder and louder, and finally, my girlfriend Claudia said, oh no, it's the cops! Well, it was mother having a good joke on her best friend. Now, in the summer, she swam in the pool 10 or 20 laps, 2 to 3 times a day. And she always slept with a four-legged person. Now, for those of you who are not dog people, four-legged person means a dog. She was a voracious reader, and she loved biographies and autobiographies. She loved watching PBS, and she was a news show junkie. She was so happy when Al Jazeera showed up on Time Warner. Now, because she interviewed so many amazing and accomplished people, she was always surprised when someone asked for her autograph. And she was the perfect hostess because she always wanted everyone to feel comfortable and at home. And she taught us when she was raising us, and she said, if you're at a party or you're someplace and you see someone by themselves in a corner, it is your job to go up to them and make them feel welcome. And I think she did that in her personal life, and she also did that when she was interviewing. And I think that's why everyone always felt so comfortable. She was extremely athletic. She started horseback riding when she was like 3 or 4. I can remember her doing cartwheels well into her 60s. She loved to play tennis and golf. And to go water skiing, she just didn't have the time to do it as much as she wanted to. And the reason she never tried marijuana or cocaine was because she was afraid she might like it. Now, she was totally devoted to the family, as you can see from the photos here. And her mother was her best friend. And Mom made sure that Norma and I and Norma's sons were exposed to every form of theater and art and symphony and all the sports from an early age. She felt it was really important to be well-rounded. As I said, she was a great sport, especially traveling. We stayed at a nunnery in Florence. We stayed at a little pensione in Spoleto, Italy. We sang operatic arias at 3 in the morning running down the streets of Rome with Thomas Concepcion. And she even slept on a mat on the floor when she visited me in Busan, Korea, because we didn't have Western beds. We often drove into Los Angeles to go to theater or the opera. We'd go in and we'd drive back the same day. She never gossiped. And I'm so happy that my sister Norma got a chance to work with Mom at Sandusky Magazine from when it was started in 1976 to when it was sold to Palm Springs Life in 1999. And coincidentally, that's when Norma was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and so Norma and my mom got to work together to build up ACT for MS. So my mother often said that she was a disaster in the kitchen, but there were a few things that she could cook. She made fabulous French toast, fabulous leg of lamb, and great 4.5-minute soft-boiled eggs. Her favorite foods were caviar, creamed herring, and French brie. Her favorite beverage? Dewar's Scotch on the rocks with a splash of water. And her favorite music, other than Frank Sinatra, was Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries and Tristan and Isolde, the love theme. And I think that the perfect way down the road in the future to really celebrate her life would be if we all got together and went on a wonderful breakfast or dinner horseback ride from Smoke Tree Stables and rode up onto the Indian lands. That would be the perfect, I think that would be just perfect for her. Thank you so much.
ladies and gentlemen, philanthropist and president of the board of the Waring International Piano Competition, Peggy Cravens.
Thank you so much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start my tribute to Gloria by asking, what becomes a legend most? You may recall this was a fabulous print ad some years ago advertising mink coats. And yes, you're absolutely right. Gloria loved furs and she loved beautiful clothing. So who better to identify with this wonderful legend than Gloria? She was and always will be our valley's incomparable legend. I'm sure many of you remember her wonderful television program, Conversations with Gloria Greer. Well, tonight, I thought I'd have my very own conversation with Gloria Greer. Gloria, I just know that you're looking down on all of us right now with that gorgeous smile and your lovely face, thinking, how blessed I've been to have such an incredible cadre of loving and caring friends to share so many wonderful moments in my extraordinary life. Amen. Thank you. Yes. But Gloria, your joie de vivre for everything you've ever undertaken is the quality about you that we would all like to emulate. Happily, you gave birth to two beautiful daughters, Anne and Norma, who have certainly inherited many, many of your fine talents. Yes, well, but forever and a day, we all know you'll be remembered for the talented lady you were and still are. I'm sure you're up there now, fascinating conversations with the likes of Walt Cronkite and all of the other people that you interviewed here in the Valley. But Gloria, dear, most of all, give a big hug to my handsome Don. He adores you. And so, dear friend, till we meet again, much love, your godmother, Peggy.
At the age of three, Gloria Greer was already comfortable in front of the camera. The daughter of New York producer-composer Anatole Friedland and newspaper woman Raleigh Roxy, young Gloria seemed destined to be a star. As a teenager in Hollywood, Gloria played leads in radio theater and later had a role on the soap opera The Guiding Light. When she moved to Palm Desert in 1961 with her twin daughters, Gloria's career as a journalist moved full speed ahead. The Palm Springs correspondent for Newsweek magazine, Gloria also found time to be an interviewer for both radio and television. Her career here at KMIR TV6 started when the station opened back in 1968.
This couple, former President Gerald Ford and President Betty Ford of the Betty Ford Center, had his and her golf tournaments.
What should a young person do who might think she had like to be like Carol Burnett but have that kind of a career?
Well, to have that kind of a career is one thing. Don't ever try to be like anybody else, because then you'll never be the first one.
Bob, how do you feel about getting this star?
Oh, I think it's pretty nice.
You're watching the KMIR TV6 News at 6 with Karen Devine and Greg Weinstein and Gloria Greer with stars on the show.
Hello, it's the first time that I've ever interviewed anyone sitting on a sculpture.
From Indian Wells, I'm Gloria Greer for KMIR TV6. Pierre, Paul, and Mary. I'm Gloria Greer for KMIR TV6.
In 1997, Gloria became the first journalist to receive a star on the Palm Springs Walk of Stars. In 1999, she sold Sand to Sea, the magazine that she started in 1974 with her mother, Mrs. Lou Landers, to Palm Springs Life. Despite her busy TV schedule, she continues as society editor of Palm Springs Life and the new Palm Desert magazine. In 2000, she walked away for more than 25 years with the NBC affiliate, KMIR, to launch her own half-hour talk show, Conversations with Gloria Greer, on Time Warner Cable. Her guests have ranged from Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu to Rita Rudner, from Julie Nixon Eisenhower to the Tuskegee Airmen.
The gas mask was invented by a black man. Thousands of soldiers' lives were saved.
Didn't you already talk to this lady?
You told me. You told me you only got to interview important people. The election's home. I will not keep my commitments.
But everybody was, what a son of a bitch dropped dead. And I ran into the bathroom.
You know, I had affairs with every one of my leading ladies except one.
Well, maybe we'll find out about that in a minute.
Maybe Jack Lemmon.
I love it. So you get standing in the shoes. And I did. And no matter where I go, I'm always happy to get back here. I love Palm Springs. I love the area. I love the people in it. I love my work. So I'm very grateful.
Ladies and gentlemen, news anchor Karen Devine.
Tissue, my lipstick, because Gloria always had lipstick on the set. I'm representing tonight the hundreds of journalists, broadcast journalists, television people that worked with Gloria Greer for 25 years, spanning 25 years here in the desert at KMIR, the NBC affiliate. There's so many that came in, went out. Gloria was still here. Me, Carolyn Malasco, Bridge Tarpening, Nada Ball. We got to spend 10 years with her at KMIR.
People ask you, was she your mentor? You don't know these things as you're working. You know, in our business, it's not 9 to 5. It's not Monday through Friday. It's whenever they need us and when we're supposed to be there. And Gloria, like Norma said, or Ann said, she got up at 7, went to bed at 1 a.m. because she had events all day long, and her deadline at 6 o'clock for Stars on the Desert, which was her show on KMIR. Funny story there was, we've all talked about or heard that she was kind of late to the party. I keep waiting to see her come through the door. You know? But you can't be late for TV. And she was before sports for a long time. And if you remember Mark Blaine, maybe don't, kind of had temper, and Gloria would come cruising in, well, like a tornado, at about 6:05, and she needed her stuff edited. Still, she needed someone to edit her stuff. And at that point, we used to have to, for teleprompter, it wasn't computerized then. You had to print it, and then somebody had to tape it with tape together, and then put it into the teleprompter and roll it manually. And so there were a lot of steps to getting her on the air. So they'd run PSAs, another commercial, you know, something to delay the time, while our sports guy's going, I thought I got 2.5 minutes at the end of the show. Gloria's still not here. You know, so there came a point when we moved her to last. She's like, it starts in the desert, it's at the end of the show, which makes sense, entertainment to wrap it up and nice, you know, say goodnight. But by the time she got on the set, she still wasn't ready because she'd been running around, and the phone book had to go on the chair so that she could be our height. Okay. The floor director had to move the camera as close to the desk as possible, and she would go, keep coming, keep coming. And he'd go, I can't go any closer, Gloria. I'd go, keep coming, because Mr. Conti, if you remember the owner of our station, beautiful Mr. Conti, he didn't allow glasses on the set. All right, so we weren't allowed, if you couldn't see, well, you can't see, you know? So she needed it very close, right up there, and then it'd be 5 seconds out, and she would do this. And I was in my 20s, and I remember just watching her, and just soaking it all in, the most beautiful clothes, the most beautiful hands and fingernails and nail polish, always matched. These might be not... Maybe you don't know these things, but I noticed because I sat right next to her, you know? Big, beautiful earrings, always smiling, so generous to all of us and nice and funny. And she fit right in You know, we worked so many hours, as I said, and we would go to B.B. O'Brien's after work for a drink. Back then, you could just drink every night. I don't know why we can't do that anymore. But if we invited her, she would come, or she would just be there if she had time. Baby showers, bridal showers, goodbye parties. Gloria seemed ageless, always happy, on the go. And with Gloria, we met so many amazing people. You know, the Hollywood stars. I don't think we knew what we had, you know, with Gloria. But we became friends. She was so lovely to my children. She was so lovely to me. And you're all. I've met most of you through Gloria. And it's just been such a special time. And it's because of her that I know the future's okay to be here in the desert. You know, it's just a beautiful place to be. I've lost track because I'm starting to cry. I did want to say, though, one thing about Gloria is that she's a historian. She's not just an entertainment reporter. As her daughter said, she loved to watch everything and soak it in, and she asked dignitaries questions. She understood what was going on in the world. She was so smart. And just watching her work a room and asking the right questions, she did teach me that in every picture, not to have my glass of alcohol in my hand. Put that down, dear. I'm not some big drinker or anything, but yeah. And the one thing she did say to me, which Mr. Bruce Fessier did print in the paper, was, if you don't ask, the answer's always no. Because I always wondered, how did you have the balls to ask that question? She was fearless and beautiful and timeless. And I want to say to Norma and Anne, thank you for sharing your mother with me. Thank you.
Representing the city of Palm Springs, Amy Blaisdell.
Hi, everyone. I'm a little emotional. I'm here to represent Palm Springs because Gloria was Miss Palm Springs. And we owe, as a city, an incredible debt of gratitude to her for what she gave us. She was a wonderful mentor to me when I worked at KMIR-TV. And then when I came on board at the city 7 years ago, when we weren't doing so well, downtown Palm Springs was pretty much vacant, and Gloria loved Palm Springs. She believed in our brand. She was a fabulous ambassador, and she promoted our city like no one else.
Amen.
She was so much fun, and the thing that I loved about her the most was that she always stayed current and relevant. She came to every event. She hung out with the hipsters at Splash House. She danced with Golden Voice DJs at the city's Knockout to Rock Out Hunger event. She promoted the Palm Springs Renaissance every year in Palm Springs life. She played an important role helping me promote the city and spread the word about the great things happening. She helped change the perception of Palm Springs, and I can't thank her enough for that. As I was thinking about all the things I wanted to say about her last night, it occurred to me there was just too much. So I decided to do a little verse, because I'm a writer, so here it goes. What can I say about Gloria Greer? She was a Palm Springs icon with a brilliant career. Glamorous, gorgeous, and simply glorious, she walked the red carpet and was always victorious. She got the scoop. The lady was in the loop. That was Gloria Greer. She had no fear. From Bob Hope to Sinatra and President Ford to Merv Griffin, and let's not forget the Sisters Gabor, she knew all the stars on the desert, covering the scene and oh so much more. She was fun, young at heart, and anything but a bore. That was Gloria, whom we all adored. A dear friend and mentor, hear her roar. Now she's gone. For me, the party's over a little bit. Our city will never quite be the same. She loved our unique resort town. She believed in our brand and everything for which we stand. She cared about good causes, the fight against AIDS, MS, and let's not forget Christmas Tree Lane. That was Gloria, a wonderful dame. She had a heart of gold. We'll miss her like crazy. She was irreplaceable, like no one else. Gloria broke the mold. Rest in peace, Gloria, and on behalf of our citizens and everyone who loved you, thank you for all that you did to promote our city and for being a part of the magic that makes our city like no place else. Thanks.
Please direct your attention to the video screens for some comments from Milt Jones.
You know, I've known Gloria for a lot of years, over 50. We all have our Gloria stories. And the producer's only given me 2 minutes to do Gloria. Well, if I'm going to do Gloria, it takes at least a half a day. And if I feel good, maybe a week. We're in St. Louis, I think. First time I've, everybody had the first time we met Gloria story, and I'm going to give you a little quickie. It was a lot of years ago, I had just opened up advertising, public relations, marketing agency in Palm Springs, 1959, and it was on the second floor. It's called the Penthouse 27. And it was a penthouse because the height limit in Palm Springs was 2 stories. You had to get a special dispensation to go 3. That was the max. Because you couldn't put a shadow on somebody else's property in those days. That's when we had ordinances that made sense. And she was calling on us because she was representing either Newsweek or Variety or one of those lesser publication magazines. But I'll never forget her because in those days she was 6'3". And she was, and as a sideline, she was playing for the Beverly Hills Gunners as a center basketball team. If you don't know what Gunners is, that's it. Gloria is always, today is, you can always tell where she is because she shrunk a little bit, as we all have, in a lot of different places. And you can always tell Gloria when she's doing a red carpet number, because we're in the business and we call it the Statue of Liberty thing with Gloria, because here's Gloria on the red carpet doing her number with an interview. You know, it's very difficult. Gloria and I have been together in many areas. She's been a publisher. I can't get out of being a publisher. We're good friends. It's very hard for me to do anything negative about this lady because she is the hardest working lady that I know in the business. I have a profound respect for her. She's always asking me, I want more pages, I want more pages. And and you know what? She's right. And I thank you, Gloria, and I hope tonight has been a wonderful thing for you and for MS and your charity. And that's all I can do. And my 2 minutes are up, and I'd like to, there's a number of things I'd like to say, but they won't let me.
The publisher of Palm Springs Life magazine, Mr. Frank Jones.
I had not seen that video before. And that was, getting the two of those together, Gloria and Milt, was an awesome experience. You could imagine the stories that I heard. And I'll just say the first time that I met Gloria, of course, growing up here as a kid, I'd seen her on TV. And you can see the photos of her when she was on television. I mean, she was one hot number. So as a young kid, I had a huge crush on her. And my father called me up, and I guess it was in 1999, and he says, hey, get your shoes on, we're going to meet Gloria. And I thought, oh my God. I had only known Gloria, I had never met her, I had only known her as a competitor. I had been in the sales world, and I always knew when I was following Gloria on a sales call, they would always say, but wait a minute, Gloria was just here and she was going to do that, and I would never get the sale. The most frustrating thing. So I caught my breath and I got my shoes on, and I went the door to meet Gloria. And she was sitting at a table, and I thought for sure I was going to be eaten alive. I've heard she was a legend. And then she stood up. And I thought, my God, we're going to kill this. We sat down, and she began to speak. And I realized that at that moment that I was dealing with somebody of substance that had something to say. And she proceeded to tell my father and I, Milt, just how it was going to go. And that video, that's the first time, by the way, I ever heard my father say anybody was right. I mean, that is an amazing occurrence. So she told us pretty much how it was going to go, and she was right, and that was that. Over the years, I guess it was 15 or 20 years that I had the pleasure of actually working with her instead of competing with her. Were terrific. She really did, I mean, she really did greet you with that smile every single time. Even when the news wasn't so good, bam, there it was. And it was indefatigable, her spirit and how she greeted you. It was just an incredible experience. I would say that if I had a daughter, I'd name her Gloria. If I had a son, I might name her Gloria.
Once again, please direct your attention to the video screen for a video prepared by Act for MS.
Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my how they fly. Oh, blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see? Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Stage and screen, here's Ruta Lee.
Much better, thank you.
Oh, how wonderful to be with so many beautiful friends tonight. Oh, Lord. First of all, I want to say thank you. Wasn't Rush Robinson fabulous playing our way in today? So many wonderful things have been said about my little sister, Gloria, that I don't want to be redundant. But I cannot help but think that at a time like this, when I look out at a sea of beautiful faces that meant so much to Gloria, that we are all threads that have been woven into a fabulous fabric by God. And some of us are cotton or jute, some of us are silken, some of us are fragile, very gossamery threads. Some of us are gold, some of us are silver. Certainly Gloria was gold. And God weaves this beautiful pattern, a very intricate pattern, a life pattern, where sometimes we come together and we cross each other and we weave, and then we're separated again, and perhaps in time we come together again. This fabric of life is sometimes a birthing cloth. Sometimes it's the spread on a banquet table. Sometimes it's a wedding veil. In this case, it was a shroud. But we must never think of being unhappy when we think of Gloria. Yes, we can be a little bit unhappy because she won't be with us for the rest of the days that we have on this earth. But we must take great, great joy in celebrating the fact that she brought something to each and every life that's sitting here, and to the lives of people whose names she'll never know. She brought us so much. She's been in my life since like the mid to late 50s. Which is impossible to imagine because we're both so young. But we adopted each other and said we're sisters, not by blood, but by choice. And what a sister she has been to me all these fabulous years. Oh, we have shared so much in life. And what made her a super friend was that she did not demand that she be invited to everything, that she be part of everything, that she know everything. We just picked up, whether it was a year or whatever later, and the conversation just flowed. She was the perfect friend to have. My darling Gloria, of course, made the desert and the beach, sand and sea, the most beautiful places in California to be. She made the desert so fabulous that everybody wanted to be here. Everybody wanted to know the beautiful residents of this fabulous desert of ours. And I blame her entirely for the frigging traffic that we all have. It's her fault. She did it all. Norma, and you know better than anybody, she made the desert just the place to absolutely be. She lived by several credos that I want to share with you today. The first one was, God gave us two hands, one to help ourselves and one to help others. And Lord knows that's what she spent her life doing. I am so proud of what she's done. And of course, she roped all of her best friends into helping her, needless to say. Oh, speaking of, she got me to be the hostess of Christmas Tree Lane again this year. And so I remind you all to kindly get your sweet asses over to the Hard Rock Cafe on Friday and buy a frigging Christmas tree. Or Gloria will get you. Next Friday, don't you forget it. Now, this Friday, well, that's next, isn't it? I don't know. Now, you have to remember that her second credo was, don't worry. Put everything in the way of your problems in the hands of the Almighty and relax. Don't worry.
Amen.
And if you stop and think about it, dear friends, there are really only two things in this life that you have to worry about. Either you are well or you are sick. If you're well, you have nothing to worry about. If you're sick, you have two things to worry about. Either you are going to get better or you are going to die. If you get better, you have nothing to worry about. If you die, you have two things to worry about. Either you are going to heaven or you are going to hell. If you're going to heaven, you have nothing to worry about. If you're going to hell, you're going to be so busy saying hello to all your friends, you won't have time to worry. Credo number three, and she truly believed in this difficult, difficult time that we have in this world, and what's going on everywhere around the world, that there are four religious truths that one has to learn and accept and live with if we are to live in harmony with our brothers and sisters around the world. Truth number one, Muslims do not accept the Jews as God's chosen people. Truth number two, Jews do not recognize Christ as the Messiah. Truth number three, Protestants do not recognize the Pope as the leader of the Christian world. And truth number four, Southern Baptists do not recognize each other at Hooters or the liquor store. Let me hear an amen. Now, she was a very spiritual girl, with that big smile for God all the time. And as you all know, Gloria lived in the foothills of the mountains here in Palm Desert. And she wanted to kind of commune with God and nature, so she got in the car and drove sort of halfway up to Idlewild, found a mountainside, climbed it, sat on the mountainside, and really thought about nature and what God has put on this earth. And she said, God, what does a million years mean to you? And God replied. He said, a million years is but a minute. She thought about that for a while. She said, well, what does $1 million mean to you? And he replied, $1 million is a penny. She thought about that for a while and said, God, can I have a penny? And God said, in a minute, Gloria, in a minute. Some years ago, when Gloria was inducted into the Hall of Fame by Women in Film at their wonderful Broken Glass Awards, I read something that Gloria absolutely adored that I wanted to share with you tonight. And that is about fabulous women. I mean, Gloria would be the first one to say, boyfriends come, boyfriends go, sometimes husbands come, sometimes husbands go, but girlfriends are with you for life. Wait. So I wanted to do this thing for her about women and how they affect us in our lives. Now, from age 16 to 21, a woman is like Africa, half discovered, half wild, naturally beautiful, and very fertile. From 21 to 30, she's like America, well into developing, open to trade, especially to someone with cash. From 30 to 35, a woman is like India, very hot, relaxed, convinced of her own beauty. 35 to 40, a woman is like France, gently aging, but still a desirable place to visit. 40 to 50, she's like Israel. Been through the war, doesn't make the same mistake twice, gets down to business in a hurry. 50 to 60, she's like Canada. Very wide, quiet, unpatrolled borders, but the frigid climate keeps a lot of people away. 60 to 70, she's like India. No, excuse me, she's like England. Glorious. All conquering past, but who gives a damn about history? 70 to 80, a woman is like Tibet. Mysterious past, secrets of the ages in those mountaintops. But only those with a tremendous thirst for spiritual knowledge care to visit there. And then there's man. From 1 to 90, a man is like Iran. ruled by a prick. Thank you for turning my mic on. I'll have a sip of the wine that I brought. Thank you. Rush and I put together a Valentine bouquet for my beautiful sister, my glow girl. And let's send this all up to her, who's staring down at us, enjoying the evening as only she could. In this world of ordinary people, extraordinary people, we're glad there was you in this world of overrated pleasures and underrated treasures. I'm so glad there was you. I love to live. I live to love with you beside me. This world's so new, we'll all muddle through with you to guide me. In this world, where so very many play at love, but hardly any stay in love. I'm glad there was you, more than ever. I'm so glad there was you. We'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places, which this heart of mine embraces all day through. In Spencer's fine cafe, the McCallum for another day, living deserts heading soon. Palm Canyon Drive, El Paseo 2. We'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's bright and gay. We'll always think of you that way. We'll see you in the morning sun. We'll be looking at the moon, glow girl, we'll be seeing you. Just how much we all love you. You'll never know just how much we all care. And if we try, we still couldn't hide our love for you. You ought to know, haven't we told you so? A million or more times. You went away, and our hearts went with you.
We'll speak your name in our every prayer. If there's some other way to prove that we love you, oh, glow girl, I swear, we don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. Ladies and gentlemen, in show business, that wonderful trashy business so many of us are in, there is no greater tribute that one can give a performer for their good work. So may I ask you, please, to stand and give a standing ovation to our glow girl for a job well done, a life well lived. Ladies and gentlemen, Gloria Greer. I thank you. I thank our voice, the fabulous Joey English. I thank the producer and director of our show. But above all, I thank you for being Gloria's loving friends. May God keep smiling on all of us. And as Gloria would want me to say, God bless you and God bless America. Thank you.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.